Creation and Pantheism, Bible Students Courses, Course 2, Creation, Unit 2, Creation Repudiates Satanic Philosophies, Lesson 8, Creation and Pantheism, by Mark D. Vogt. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. One of the most ancient and increasingly popular belief systems in the world today is pantheism. It's often wrapped in environmental concern, reverence for nature, and slogans like Mother Earth or Mother Nature. But at its core, pantheism denies the deity of the true God and replaces him with the creation itself. Let's take a closer look at what pantheism teaches and how it contradicts God's word. What is pantheism? Pantheism teaches that God and the universe are the same. There is no personal creator. All things, plants, rocks, rivers, stars, animals, and people are part of a divine whole, a distorted view of the immanence of God. In short, everything is God, and God is everything. This belief system has no clear creed or central religious structure, yet it shows up in many places. Eastern religions like Taoism, Hinduism, and Buddhism, indigenous spiritualities that worship nature, modern environmental movements, which sometimes go beyond stewardship into spiritual reverence for the earth itself. Many who hold these beliefs today don't even realize that they're embracing pantheism. A quiet comeback through environmentalism. Pantheism has crept into current Western culture through eco-spirituality, a blend of environmental concern and spiritual reverence for nature. People worship the earth instead of the God who made it. Nature is viewed as sacred, not simply beautiful or valuable. Concepts like Mother Earth and Gaia personify the planet as divine. Of course, it is important to care for the environment. Replanting trees after logging is good. Cleaning up pollution is wise. Conservation shows respect for creation, but when creation becomes an object of worship, we've crossed the line into idolatry. They venerate and serve the creature rather than the creator. Romans 1:25. God is not the creation. He is the creator. The Bible makes a clear distinction. God is not the creation. He is the source of all things, but he is not the sum of all things. All is out of him, through him, and for him. Romans 11:36. That's the proper view. God created all things. He operates all things. All things will return to him. Even though creation came out of God, it is not God. Jehovah, creator of the heavens, he is the deity, former of the earth and its maker. Isaiah 45:18, C-5. God brought creation into being exactly as he intended for his purposes. Even sin, suffering, and struggle play a role in his plan. But creation itself is not divine, nor is it to be worshipped. When people worship nature, they are rejecting the Creator in favor of the created. The sun is not God. The trees are not God. The animals are not God. The rivers, skies, and stars are not God. They are gifts, not gods. Pantheism is just another form of man-centered thinking. Pantheism, like evolution, starts with creation and tries to work its way up to some idea of divinity. But it never begins with God. And anything that doesn't start with God will always end up lost. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. Pantheism removes a personal, purposeful, sovereign God and replaces him with a vague universal energy, or life force. It gives the illusion of spiritual depth, but offers no real truth, peace, or hope. The biblical view: stewardship, not worship. God has given us the earth to enjoy and to care for. We are stewards, not owners. We are to be thankful, not worshipful. We are called to worship the Creator, not creation. When we start with God, we see the earth as a gift, not a god. He gives us all things richly to enjoy. 1 Timothy 6:17. Closing thought: who will you worship? Pantheism believes the universe is divine. God is everything, and everything is God. Nature is sacred. Scripture teaches God is the creator of all. The earth is his handiwork. Worship the creator, not the creation.